The British spy agency GCHQ is facing a legal challenge over claims that its surveillance programs have breached the privacy of millions of people across the UK and Europe. Three organizations say the GCHQ has collected people's emails and their social media contents. U.S. President Barack Obama says the economic shutdown would be dramatically worse if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling later this month. Obama also blamed the Republicans for the government closure. The U.S. Treasury Department has also warned of catastrophic harm to the economy in case of a debt default. U.S. President Barack Obama has missed the APEC summit in Indonesia due to a government shutdown in Washington. Obama has already called off his planned visits to Malaysia and the Philippines due to the crisis. The visits were aimed at boosting U.S. economic ties with Asia. The female suspect involved in a shooting and car chase in Washington from near the White House to Capitol Hill is confirmed dead. Security officials say at least two police officers have been injured in the incident. Authorities have launched an investigation into the case. At least 130 African migrants have lost their lives after their boat sank off the southern Italian island of Lampedusa. Officials say many more people are still unaccounted for. The boat was reportedly carrying up to 500 people at the time of the accident. Bahraini protesters have staged a rally in Sitra against a crackdown by Al Khalifa regime. Protesters also chanted slogans against several Bahraini officials. Manama has recently increased its crackdown on the opposition. Dozens of activists have already been given long prison terms over charges of forming an opposition group. Direct negotiations between Tunisia's ruling Ennahda party and the opposition are set to begin on Saturday. The talks are aimed to resolve months of political crisis sparked by the assassination of an opposition lawmaker in July. Mediators have drafted a blueprint which sets a 3-week deadline to end the tensions. And international inspectors overseeing the destruction of Syria's chemical weapons say they've made encouraging initial progress during their mission. The team also says Damascus has presented promising documents about its weapons. The UN-backed inspectors will start destroying Syria's arsenal of chemical weapons within the next week.